Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. That is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love for you to share them. And of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com to get those stories to us. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program.
What's going on?
Why would you think that your roommate is kneeling near your bed?
I don't see any reason why that would be an acceptable experience. I mean, unless you discovered that you were some sort of a god and they were then worshiping you. I mean, that happens every now and then, you know.
Occasionally. whether it's a figure, a ghost or whatever, somebody kneeling next to your bed, it's one of two things. Either number one, like you said, you're a god, or number two, you're on your deathbed. And they're praying for you.
Yeah. Just somebody randomly showing up and kneeling near the bed's really kind of a creepy thing. That's just kind
of to show you this.
What is that? Is that a bunk bed bell?
Well, yeah, it is. I finally got this. Almost a year ago, I left my previous job.
Yeah.
And I left my bell behind in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a couple of weekends ago, I had a little get together and we went and had some party, and the person pulled this out of their backpack and gave it to me. She stole it from the station for me.
Oh, I love
so
that.
I have my bell back.
That's great. It's good to, I have a bell that's actually over there. Yeah. We used to, this was before, was this, did we ever do bunk bed bells anytime you were on the show?
Yes, we did early
Okay.
on.
early on. I mean, it's been a while since we've rung a bunk bed bell, quite honestly. I mean, we've had bunk beds that have come up in stories.
Yeah.
I just haven't rung a bell, but now you can ring the bell.
It's right here. We can use it whenever we want.
Awesome. I'm going to leave that one over there then. For a while there, about 10 years ago here with the program, when you became a yearly subscriber, I would mail you a bunk bed bell that had
Really?
I'll give you some at the wedding. Yes. Okay.
You've got some?
I still have a couple. Yes. They're in the drawer over there. I also have Real Ghost Stories Online flasks, and I have, I think some thumb drives too.
Come on.
Yeah. These are like premiums we used to give out years ago. Something we should probably look at doing again at some point in time. But back in the day when this was all I was doing, I had time to put things in envelopes and send them out in the mail.
Right.
So we sent out hundreds of these bunk bed bells, and I'm sure some of our listeners have them to this day. I would sign them all too, and then put them in an envelope and drop
them. That's actually
them
really, really cool. And I could see us at your wedding. We all just think we're going to have dinner and a dance, but we're all passing around envelopes, stuffing them full of RGSO stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a 2-for-1. You get a nice dinner, and then for the last hour and a half, you're going to enjoy some nice contemporary jazz music, probably Kenny G's greatest hits. Yeah. And then everybody's just going to stuff envelopes. It's just going to kind of be a couple tables of it at a nice restaurant, and then... fireworks. There's fireworks. It's the 4th of July. Right. So, but you got to get the envelope stuff before the fireworks. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck at a table. So it's incentive to get it done, you know, ahead of time. I'm just going to be in another room watching the Weather Channel obsessively and just seeing if storms are going to be coming in. But I'm going to watch the old Weather Channel with the old music and all that, the Muzak on it. And I sent you that a couple of weeks ago the Weather Channel actually created a retro version of itself where you can type in your area code and it will then generate a forecast for you custom that looks exactly like cable in 1995 of the Weather Channel.
I love it. Not that long ago, I actually had a Weather Channel generator on my computer on one of my old ones.
Yeah.
And you could actually punch in the location, all that kind of stuff. And then you could choose what it showed. Because sometimes, if you remember, you would see the lunar, the moon phases and stuff, and sometimes you wouldn't. So you could choose which ones you wanted to piece in, and then you could choose the background music to go with it.
Oh.
That was fun.
That's fun. Because it was Weather on the 8th or what was it? Something on the 8th?
Weather on the 9s?
Weather on the 9s,
something like that.
We just always had it up in the studio on mute. And, you know, the Weather Channel just kind of ran forever.
Yeah.
But I do remember many 4th of Julys as a child. Everybody's sitting out. This says a lot about me. This is in Wisconsin, and we're about to go out to watch. We used to watch the fireworks out by the Copper Kettle. Do you remember the Copper Kettle?
Yeah,
on Winnebago Drive,
151.
It was out. There's like it's homes there now, but back in the day, it was the Copper Kettle was like a bar, basically.
tavern
yeah. Big in a big old house type thing out on the lake. We walked across a lot of my family lived on this road, and then we'd walk down the way a little bit and then walk across the street and go out past the Copper Kettle, and then we'd watch the fireworks over Lake Winnebago is the big lake that we grew up on, and they did the fireworks from the park, and you'd watch it kind of off that direction. But we would there was like every year. But if there was a threat of weather, severe weather, I'd be in the basement at my Aunt Holly's house because they had cable. We did not. And I'd be watching the Weather Channel obsessively to make sure that everything was going to be safe for us that day.
I'm proud of you.
So... I spent many a 4th of July's in the basement. Yeah, obsessively watching the Weather Channel. Everybody's up there grilling hot dogs, enjoying jolly good colas and grape soda and whatever other flavor they had at the moment. And I'm, guys, there's a severe thunderstorm warning. You should probably come in. It's going to start lightning. We're fine. We're fine. We're good. It's you stop worrying. You're still worrying too much.
Wasn't okay. It though? It was magical. Now, we didn't have cable either, so yeah. I understand where you're coming from with this. It was magic. The Weather Channel was magical to me because, first of all, I liked weather. Okay. Yeah. Second of all, it was all computer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All computer graphics. So I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool.
It was amazing seeing the radar. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In fourth grade, Tom Mahoney came to my elementary school. He was the weather guy on Channel 5.
Right.
Did you know Tom when you worked there? Was he still there? He was there at the time. Yeah. Nice guy. I mean,
absolutely. Very kind person.
Yeah. Very. Didn't he like go on to be like a priest or
a deacon? A deacon. Yeah.
Yes. He just recently died, didn't he?
He did.
Anyway, he came and he, this was pre, you know, well, I guess there was probably radar on the screen. But he brought in like the printouts of all the weather maps that were on dot matrix paper and he gave them to the students. And I'll tell you what, I went back home to my fake studio in my basement where I was playing television just like this. So these are cardboard boxes behind me, not actual monitors. And I taped that weather map right there and I did the forecast every damn day for the next year.
And it was the same damn
box.
It was the same damn forecast.
Same fucking forecast. Right. Here's your 7 day, you know, but with a hope chest as the news desk.
God damn, we're so much alike. I had a new set in my basement, the whole thing. I did.
Whole fucking thing, Todd. I mean, I think we've always known, but it's funny as we get old, like we've always been close, you know, since I met you when I was a kid, you know, we've known each other for 30 years now, but like, it's funny as we get older, the more we share more stories about like, the more it's like, oh my God, we're so alike. We are totally like brothers. Like,
I know.
It's insane. It is insane. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hey, guys. Me and my family just drove from Portland, Oregon, all the way to Acadia National Forest in Maine. We even visited Portland, Maine. We had to. And then coming back from there, we went all through that national park, which is really old. And you still have carriage roads and these awesome views from the top of mountains. And you have like fjords and deep water and lobster everywhere. It's a really, really pretty place. However, the day we went there to camp, but overnight it started to rain torrentially. And so we were trying to find things to do in the park, which is a forest in the pouring rain, which was pretty limited. So we decided to take the drive that goes through the entire park so that you can see everything. Like most national parks like Yellowstone and Yosemite, you can just drive around and see everything. So where it gets creepy is, my wife says, oh, look, there's picnic spaces over there. It's like Bear Loop or something like that, it was called. I need to use the bathroom. So we go and we pull in and I pull in front of the bathroom at that picnic area in the Acadia National Forest. And, my wife comes out a few minutes later with this crazy look on her face. And so she gets in. I said, what's wrong? What happened? I said, do you see a spider? And she goes, no, I heard this really crazy cackling, like a really creepy laugh. And it just kept going the whole time. She says, there was three doors. One was the men's room. Another one wasn't marked. Another one wasn't marked on the far end. Because I thought the first one might have been a bathroom, so I tried that door, and that's when I started hearing the laughing. She goes, I went into the bathroom, and the laughing didn't stop, so I peed really quick, and I walked out. And so I said, well, let me go see. Maybe someone's messing with you. Nobody around. We're the only ones there. and we go to walk. I go to walk in to the ladies' room, and there's a screen door. And I look inside at first, and the stall door slams shut. There was nobody in there. There really wasn't that much wind. It was just, you know, downpouring, drizzling rain. And when the door slammed, I heard what sounded to me like creaking or footsteps. So I turned around and I walked very quickly back to the car, and I said, "Mo, let's get out of here." And we just drove off. She was pale faced for probably about 15, 20 minutes. And the thing that she kept saying was, "I really hope I don't have any nightmares. I really hope that, you know, whatever I saw, whatever we just experienced doesn't follow us." Nothing else creepy has happened on this entire trip. So I think that we're pretty safe to say that whatever we ran into, it stayed there. But, so if you guys ever travel to the beautiful coast of Maine and check out Acadia, which I highly recommend, it's a gorgeous country, lots and lots of history there, old cemeteries, Indian land, just so much history. Definitely check out every campsite. If you see the Bear Loop one, watch out for the bathroom. Thanks, guys.
There is something inherently creepy about restrooms or bathrooms in campgrounds. I don't know. I've never been in one where I'm not that I've been to a lot of them, quite honestly. I don't camp much. But I mean, I went around, you know, the usual suspects of our area as a kid, like Sheboygan and that sort of stuff. Right. And they're always just kind of, you know, I don't know. They're kind of dark and dank and creepy, and you don't know what you're getting. And I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting space.
Do you think some of it though is us growing up and watching like Friday the 13th, where it's like a campground or whatever they call those things. But like what the hell else could that be?
I mean, I think there's like a psychological nugget that's already in us that says this is a creepy spot. And so that plays into it. But I don't know. Like, I find a lot of restrooms creepy. I don't know. When he was talking about it, I was picturing the restroom from my high school, Goodrich, you know, in our hometown. And I was the last class in that building, which now was 25 years ago. And I remember like it was rotting away back then, like the ceiling, like literally, because the bathrooms in that main part of the building were stacked on top of each other for three floors.
Yeah.
And where the urinals were, there was no fucking ceiling above them on each floor because it all fucking dripped down and ripped through the whatever that was, over probably asbestos over the years.
Dang it.
And yeah. I know. I was thinking that I got a some notice or something. I'm like, "Hey, your 25 class reunion's coming up."
Oh my god!
I'm like, I never gone to any of them. No desire. I don't think I would know anybody. I didn't know anybody back then. My class reunion is down the road at 210 South Main. Like that's when I go. That's where I go to the radio station because that's where I spent my time. But if I went to a class reunion, I really don't think I would know anybody.
I was very quiet in school. So I didn't have a ton of friends and I liked it that way. You know, I'm not a big people person. But now I go because I have a couple of beers and then I can tell people what I really think of them. So for me,
I don't remember what I thought of half of these people.
Oh man, I do. I do.
I mean, honestly, you were my best friend in high school.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was junior high. Actually, I think you had already moved by the time I went into high school, quite honestly.
It's possible.
I think it was. But yeah, that, yeah, it's, I didn't know any. I mean, I ran the high school sports games on the radio
right
back at the station, but I never attended one game in person ever. As a student in high school, I went to them when I was a child. My dad would go to some, but I never went to any game of anybody. I was working. I was at the fucking radio station every night of high school, every night those 4 years, and I'm good with that. I'm totally fine. I don't know. It's interesting to think about that, though. And it's also interesting to think about that the new school that was built
right
after that school, because the one I had gone to was like 100-some years old. My grandparents had gone there, and so the structure was literally that old. And the new one, brand new, but now you got kids. Honestly, as of right now, 24-year reunion out of the new school.
Yeah,
holy shit.
It's not new anymore. It's not
far from new anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just there's so many of these things that come into perspective as you get older, of like our grandparents and our parents and stuff, where they would look at things and you'd be like, I don't know. I would be, very judgmental on that's so new, because you don't, on perspectives of age of things, and you just don't know it till you know it. And just seeing how far back something truly is or not. I mean, 100 years seems like forever when you're 12, as we get older, it's like, oh shit, that's really not that long of a span of time.
Right.
And a lot happens in that window. It's kind of crazy. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to this caller and hear a ghost story. Hi.
This is Jesse. I want to share a story that happened to me last spring. That's when I first discovered I had abilities, I guess. It's kind of weird for me to say it out loud. Either a sensitive or empath, I'm not sure the definition is. But what took place was I had an employee that came up from Anamosa, Iowa. And by the way, you guys should definitely Google that after this story. You probably will. He was working for me and he wanted to move down here, work for me full time. And so he wanted some assistance going back to his place, get his gear. I said, okay, that's fine. And it was a great day. He was a nice guy. I gave me a tour of some places near Iowa City and places like that. I don't really go in that area very much. So we get up there and we get to Anamosa and we have some, I think we had lunch before this happened or after, but he said, hey, you're in a ghost ride. I said, yeah, I like him. I'm interested in him. So I'm going to take you to the Holy Trinity Cemetery. I said, okay. Anamosa is an interesting, very beautiful town. Sky Harbor. I got a big creek bottom riverway deal. And also it has an Iowa's oldest prison. I think it's the oldest prison, but also has, that's where all of the elderly and life sentence inmates go to. And I believe it's a subsistence program up there. So they got to raise their own hogs and cattle and grow their own gardens to survive, all kinds of stuff like that. It's kind of, the prison itself has an oppressive feel to it. It overlooks this Holy Trinity Cemetery. So pretty much, where the prisoners are at, they know where they're going, they leave, which is kind of sad. But so anyway, in this cemetery, he took me to, and cemetery, as soon as I saw the gates, I just had this very powerful, powerful, hazy feel come over me. Like, I felt like I was drugged. I'd never been drugged before, but I felt like I was high. And I don't do marijuana or drugs or anything, so I don't know what that feels like, but that was just the only thing that describes I was high on this spiritual force in the cemetery. And we get to the cemetery gates, and I'm kind of feeling like, whoa, what's going on? And usually I feel stuff that's out of the ordinary. I feel a dread in my heart, like a very heavy weight on my chest. So anyway, he goes, okay, man, we're here. I'm going to take you to the hanging tree. And I'm like, oh, what? So we go to the very top of this hill. And it's, let's see, on top of the cemetery, there's this little red oak tree that is it's nice, a little garden that has some cement blocks around it. And I'm looking at him like, this thing doesn't look that old. He goes, no, man, we got to go back here in the woods. So we go walking into this woods and there's this game trail. And I'm a hunter and a trapper and I know the difference between different game trails and stuff. And I'm an outdoorsman, so I know this stuff. And there's all these different animal tracks in this one trail going to this tree. And the tree that it goes to is actually a white oak. And if you guys know your trees, white oaks are white. This thing was black. And I know it's not black oak because black oaks have different leaves. This thing had white oak leaves. All right. Well, it had leaves. It was in the early spring, so it didn't have its leaves yet. It's all on the ground. But still, I know that there's been a white oak and a black oak just by looking at the bark look to it. So, and he points at this big, thick branch. And there you can see all the scratch marks on the rope. over the years. And just looking at this tree, I could just feel energy pulsating from it. And I actually felt the need to touch the tree. And I just, nothing overwhelming came. I just felt this very sick connection to this area, you know? So later on, we were just kind of walking through, and I felt actually guided to a certain tombstone. There was one tombstone, part of its ornaments was busted off. And I just felt like this person at this tombstone was angry because it was destroyed in a malicious manner. So I was like, whoa, I don't know why I felt that. Then if you Google this cemetery and its history, I believe in the center of the hill or the very top of the hill before that red oak tree, there was once, there's still a cross there, but once they had a statue of Jesus on this cross. Well, the story says that this statue of Jesus would bleed from its eyes, and it did like on a normal occasion. Well, when I was there, the statue of Jesus was gone, and when I got back home and started looking at this place, and I found that story, someone stole that statue or someone did. So that was kind of eerie. But as I was walking to the centerpiece, I guess it's kind of like the main story of the cemetery, I come up to this white statue, and I believe it was a statue of Mary, I think. But looking at the statue from behind, I swear, it looked so real. I felt like someone's going to turn around and start talking to me. It just had this feel, someone's there. And I just had this very overwhelming sadness in my heart, sat down next to the statue and just kind of not getting, I got some just sorrow feelings, you know, and just, I don't see anybody or see anything. I just feel like emotion, just sorrow. I don't know why, I just know. And I look down, there's like this grass growing from the name of this tombstone of Mary, I guess. I, you know, mash on the grass so her name's revealed, and just look at that cross and just look like it's disturbed, you know. As we're coming back from Anamosa, he said, hey, you want to check out the insane asylum by Tipton, Iowa? And this insane asylum's shut down. It's a classical haunted insane asylum. It looks creepy as hell. And it kind of looks like a smaller version of the White House. I don't know. I tried Googling that site before. I don't remember seeing a lot of pictures. And next time I'm in the area, I got to take some pictures for you guys, because just driving by that old insane asylum, looking at it, oh, it just had that ominous feel to it. Like, it was bad. I just said, we ain't going anywhere closer. We're leaving. I just set off. So ever since that visit, I kind of hold feelings. I know what's danger, what's safe. It's actually quite amazing. It's kind of I believe it's a gift from God, because I'm a Christian. I have different, you know, thoughts and opinions on how this stuff works. But, you know, it's a gift, kind of as a danger. It's my red light to know what area is safe and what's not safe, and who can be lost and who's not lost, you know? So, and I just also, you know, I just hope I can use it to help people out, you know? So anyway, that's my story. It was pretty short and quick. Thanks very much. And okay, thanks again.
Lots of creepy settings there. Have you ever had a situation where you were in a setting, and maybe this is when you've been on a paranormal investigation or just life, just going through a space or something that you're familiar with or not familiar with, really, where suddenly emotionally you just kind of like flipped, not like to, I mean, I guess it could be anything, but just almost like you're taking on the emotions of somebody else and you don't really know why. Suddenly it's like, I don't know why I feel like crying, you know, and you know, for really no reason or whatever it may be. Maybe it could be happiness. It can be all different. It could be whatever it may be, but where it's just, it's unnaturally something that came on to you.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had it happen a couple of times during an investigation.
Yeah.
But I've had it certainly at times where just out of the blue, you go into a building, you're walking down the street, and something just kind of shifts. And all of a sudden, like, your memory is different. There's a memory there. You can't quite grasp why you believe you've been there before.
But does it always tie into a memory, though? Does it always tie into something? Or is, well, it just like, I don't know why I'm feeling this?
Yes, but you start getting these feelings, and it's like, I must have memory of something.
You're trying to figure out why you're feeling it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it, do the dots always connect? I mean,
no,
or do you?
Hell no. No. Not at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had that. And I don't know that I write it off to paranormal in the moment. I think sometimes, I mean, and it may not always be paranormal by any means, but I think you, or sometimes I'll have that. I'll be like, well, you know, what's going on with me today? Like, why am I feeling this? I'll like think, oh, I'm like kind of feeling up and down or something, or just kind of having an off day. But I don't know that is always it, especially in specific locations.
It could, instead of just thinking of it as paranormal, I think you can think of it as like intuitive or intuition.
Yeah.
Maybe more. yeah. I've had that happen a couple of times.
Let me ask you this. We've worked in some interesting spots. And I don't have any story specifically where I can say, like, back to our main station back home that we, or I felt something there every day. I did not. There, you know, I was knew about it. I always thought about it, but it wasn't like I was affected by it, you know, emotionally or anything. But, has there ever been a place that you've worked at or went to on a regular basis that every time you went there gave you that effect?
I would say yes, but I don't think it was intuition or paranormal. I just hated my fucking job so much that you get that feeling.
But never
a place where you go in and you'd be like, oh, I'm feeling this or I'm experiencing this. Nothing like that.
No. Okay. Yeah. Because I never had that at the station back in the day.
No.
I mean, honestly, I felt pretty at home there. I mean, I still do. Like, if I go back and visit, I mean, it's been forever. But anytime I walk in that place, I don't know. It feels kind of like Christmas at my grandma's or something. I mean, it feels home to me. It feels like this is a safe, happy place. Because it was good memories for me there, though, too.
When you go back next time, let me know, because I'm going to go with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've remodeled the whole thing. I wonder if some of that feeling's gone now.
We got to go on with cameras and document.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, we do. And then Terry will be like, you guys want to run the place for a day?
It'll be, you guys want to do a show as long as you're here, right?
And I'll say yes. I would definitely go back on the air. Yeah, I mean, I've done it over the years every now and then. I mean, it's been a forever, but... I mean, in the last 25 years, I've probably done two or three shows since I've left.
I mean, I know that I've driven through town and I've listened and I've heard your voice on the stations and I've heard my voice on the stations.
Well, I voice it, but the last time I've done a show has probably been about 15 years. But, but shortly after I left, whenever I came back to town, he's like, you want to do a shift? Sure. And I did one. But I haven't done one anywhere in the recent future, or like I think ever since I've been doing what I've been like podcasting. I mean, so it's been a long time, but that'd be fun.
I don't even know what I would do if I did another show.
I think I would basically do this. I mean, I would like, hey, you know, remember me? And here's what I do now. And let's talk about this stuff, you know, and open up the phone lines is what I would do. And just talk to local people about whatever the hell they want to talk about. And then they deal with all of that fallout after I left.
Right, exactly. You'd be long gone by the time, like, the phone call started coming
like, in. Like, they'll make it up to you with some two-leg and thigh chicken dinners from the Ma and Pa's Grocery Express or the Pump and Pantry.
Right.
And is that still around as a Pump and Pantry?
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're still running that.
It was good chicken.
It was. Their tater tot casserole was the best.
Yes. And the fries, the Mojo's? Steak fries. Mojo's, that was a Shakey's thing.
Right. But isn't that just like a regular thing that you can get anywhere?
I haven't seen a Mojo's since Shakey's. Are you telling me Mojo's exist outside of Shakey's?
I think you can get them pretty much anywhere. Can't you get them
around here?
Really?
No.
So you're living in the wrong state then.
No, I guess in Wisconsin, you still get your Mojo's and nobody gives a shit. And other states are like, Shakey's is gone. This is a secret that you're holding there in the state of Wisconsin.
I don't think you don't call them Mojo's at other places, but I think you can still get them.
I've not seen this product since Shakey's.
Really?
It's like a double fried battered potato that's a like, you do some research on this, but I think there's like 10 Shakey's left, but Mojo's is what you got.
Oh my gosh, there they are.
I gotta learn how to make Mojo. It's probably not complicated.
It can't be that bad.
If Shakey's made them.
There's actually there's a place online you can get the recipe.
No shit. Well, there you go.
Idaho baking potatoes, flour, cayenne pepper, thyme, garlic powder, salt, pepper.
That's
and
it.
And milk. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you just slice the potatoes. I'm going to have to make some of those. Those were delicious. Shakey's was a great, and they're still in existence in some places. We had one in town, and I remember going there as a kid. We would get our report cards and they'd give you tokens for the arcade machines.
Right.
And I would do that. Played a lot of the Simpsons arcade machine. I have now one in that room right over there. And I still bring my daughter's report cards down. And I'm like, you don't have enough tokens to beat the game. I'm sorry.
Someday
you'll get enough. Then I got into high school and a lot of friends worked there. And then I learned not to eat at the Shakey's.
Because the stories they told you or just because they were working?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Right. You like, you know who's working there and you don't trust them. And then the stories you hear from the people you do trust that work there with the people you don't trust. And you're like... Right. Yeah, it's not so magical anymore. But you know what? The Mojo's, that deep frying shit, that'll kill anything. So not worried about whatever was, gooified onto the Mojo's. How was it? Ectoplasm, I think, was how it was expressed.
Ectoplasm, that is correct.
Another
all episode. Over the sheets. Yes.
The special Mojo sauce this weekend only at Shakey's. All right. It's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.